Unleashed tomorrow.
Delaney live from Tampa, Florida. We took America Tonight on the road. We're here for a modern egg farming conference, which means I'm going to wear a hazmat suit, tour an egg farm, and get a sense of what's going on with the caged chickens and those that aren't caged and how it works and what's happening to protect eggs. What's going on with the safety of eggs? And the timing couldn't be better, of course, in light of what happened in August with 1,600 people coming down with salmonella connected to those two farms loosely in Iowa. Ridiculous, the conditions. You know, we railed on that for weeks here on ATN, and the FDA talking about the fact that, you know, hey, we don't have a big hammer to lay down the law, so to speak, at least criminally. I think it's a crime that the two farms got away with what they got away with, and who knows how many other people out there could have been poisoned or maybe were poisoned and have no idea they were. So you got one of the cats, Orland Bethel, who's the president of the one farm, Hillendale, and he just kept saying, Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment. He kept invoking his Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination because he was flat out asked, look, did you know about these conditions at your farms? Did you know that there was chicken manure piled sky high and the chickens were playing in the crap? Did you know that there were dead rodents and dead chickens and all kinds of crazy things? I mean, you just can't tell me that he was that far removed, especially when they were over and over failing tests and failing inspections, but yet nobody really did much about it. And the other owner of the other agribusiness that was involved in the recall said he was horrified that the eggs had come from his company and may have sickened anyone. He did apologize. He said, we apologize to everyone who may, and I'm quoting him, who may have been sickened by eating our eggs. I pray several times each day for all of them and their improved health. And he was the owner of Wright County Egg. And it was his chicken and hog farm that was cited over and over again by state regulators. And he said, look, my company was in compliance with the food safety regulations. What? I don't get it. So we're going to see what we can find out. How's that? In the meantime, don't forget, we've got Nail the Score coming up in our next show. I just got an email here from Bobby Jenkins who's saying, what's the game of the week going to be? Well, the game of the week, I can't tell you who it's going to be. It's a surprise because the computer randomly picks the game of the week. Rest assured, we will do Nail the Score. Now we're on the road. It's going to happen in our third hour of ATN, so don't worry about it. If you had any thoughts and you want to jump in with them, please feel free to share. Let me give you the 800 number. It's so easy. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Too bad they can't shut down both of those million-dollar operations. I don't understand when you're making so much money why you cannot have a clean facility. How much does it cost to have people come in and clean it, for goodness sake? It makes no sense to me whatsoever. You can also flip me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Let's take one right off the bat. Thanks for hanging through. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. You sound a little tired, my friend.
Well, I've been busy.
You have been? What have you been busy doing?
Well, I've been busy in the fact that I feared to call because I didn't want to have to suffer the ridicule of the Philadelphia Eagles, my Cowboys, my all-seeing, all-knowing, most righteous Cowboys are 0-2.
I know. I can't. You know what? Actually, I really never kick a man when he's down. I just really can't believe, actually, that the Cowboys are 0-2. I would have thought they would have at least won one of those games, especially the lowly teams they played.
Well, I thought that, my goodness, I had great hopes for the Washington game. I didn't see the Chicago game, but, I mean, it couldn't have been worse. I don't know why Jerry Jones didn't grab one of Walt Garrison's old saddles and throw it out to that lineman and ride the guy down. I mean, it couldn't have been more obvious than that.
I don't get it.
Whether he was trying to block him or he was trying to kiss him.
You know, this is the craziest thing is now they take on the Texans and then they've got a bye week to come back after that. And if they lose to the Texans, who are 2-0 and look pretty good, if it's in Houston, if that happens, then man, that's already 3 in the hole. That's pretty tough.
Well, the Texans beat the Redskins last
week,
didn't they?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, how are the Eagles doing?
The Eagles are they're 1-1, and they now have the dog killer. Michael Vick has officially their quarterback. So, hey, he did his penance.
Way to go, Kate. Build him up.
he's got the afternoon game against Jacksonville. I like Philly in that game.
Yeah. Well, let me
see. We'll see what game. Who knows what the game of the week is, too. I mean, there's some good games on the board.
Yeah. Let me tie this in to a little more serious note, if I might, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to a friend this week who... both are old Cowboy fans, and asked him if he'd seen the game. And he said, no, I've been a little busy. He said, I've been out of work since January. And he's got 3 kids. He's an engineer, surveyor type of guy, civil engineer, I guess. While we were talking, his daughter came up and wanted money for a cheerleading outfit for high school. I guess maybe some high schools pay for this sort of thing. Some don't. I'm not sure what the common practice is today. But he couldn't give her the money. You could tell the disappointment on her face and his face as well as not being able to give her a positive answer, and told her that it would have to be discussed later. And she said, well, I need the money, you know, today.
Mm.
And he said, well, we'll just have to talk about it later. I guess the point I'm getting to, Kate, is that I haven't known the man for 25, 30 years. I saw in his face a lack of hope. That's the first time I've ever seen it with him. And I'm sure there are many others that are going through this event now. They've got, you know, his old employer has money can get money to expand, but he doesn't have any way to, they don't know what they're going to do with the taxes.
Yeah, crazy.
So they're not making any moves. Most businesses aren't making any moves right now.
Right.
Because they don't know what's going to happen with these, with taxes and insurance obligations, with all that. We're in a hell of a mess.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. I say this all the time. Employment and unemployment numbers and underemployment numbers don't really even tell the story. And it is pretty bleak. And when I keep hearing that, oh, we see positive signs, that's not what I'm hearing either. The stories that you're telling about your buddy, and that's awful. Especially when you've known someone for a while and you see that in their eyes, that's terrible stuff. But I think that's across the board we're seeing that. In a lot of different places and a lot of different jobs, too. People who have worked in engineering is a great example of that. I talked to someone today who couldn't find a job in engineering. Thanks for the call. Meet us on the flip side, Odds and Ends.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Welcome back, live from Tampa, Florida, Kate Delaney, America's Night, the name of the show. You can be a part of it by jingling these digits, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or flip me an email, americatonight.net. Stu in Kentucky. Brother, how you doing?
I'm here. I'm alive and well, dealing with Obama policies and all his crap.
You just heard what Dale had to say before you came on. Maybe you heard him where he was talking about a buddy of his just really stuck because he can't, he can't make ends meet. He's in engineering, and it's so tough for so many people to find jobs. And small businesses are getting strangled, and they're not doing anything because of worry over what's going on with the taxes.
Well, that's the biggest part of it. I mean, the economy's not getting any better. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, I agree.
In my industry, they say it's been an upturn at the end of 2011. But at the same time, by the time you pay workers' comp and unemployment, plus Medicare and Social Security on an employee, there's not a whole lot left anyway. The profit margin shrunk so much, you know. I mean, I work every night. And got guys working for me as well. And my wife and I just stuff it over the weekend. I think what we're going to end up doing, you ain't going to have a choice. I mean, it's just I'm going to have to start selling off some equipment and cut back just to myself and just keep myself working, and that's it. To avoid having to pay all the extra crap they're going to do, it's not going to affect me that bad. It's going to affect everybody else.
Yeah.
And it's going to affect other people that didn't have jobs. And And, you know, I've said before, I've been here so many times, I pulled my hair out and wanted to just give it all up. And guys, it works for me. Their wives have said, you know, look, we depend on you. You're not the only one that depends on yourself. Everybody depends on you. And that's the bad part of it. But at the same time, I'm in the business to make money, not lose money.
Right.
And I'll be damned if I'm going to make money and work my butt off and to give the IRS and Uncle Sam more money, it's not worth it to me.
Right.
And I think it's he's hurting more small businesses than what he thinks. He's not helping us by far.
No, there's no help.
And if he wants government-run transportation in this poor country, man, he's really screwed because they can't run nothing as it is.
Yeah, no kidding. Talking about the railways and that idea, yeah.
I sold part of it. I had another end of the business a few years ago. I sold those to the guy in Georgia, and I sold it with he paid me so much down and gave me commission for the next 36 months, which this month I received my last commission check. So now it's officially his.
Right.
And him and his wife was up here about a month ago, and we were sitting around talking, and Wayne said, "Dan," he said, "man," he said, "it's just, it is so hard to make it." And even when he bought it off me, I saw my profit margin drop. So I offloaded it. You get what I'm saying?
I totally
do. And he was telling me the other day, he said, you know, I mean, his daughter and his wife are pretty much running for him.
Mm.
And Wayne's got 12 trucks. And he said, you know, he said, it's hard to make it, you know, and keep up with equipment. Everything's went up. Fuel costs went up. And it's just, I'm telling you something, this country is going to be in bad shape. Bad shape before, I don't know, you know. Like I said before, when you talk on the transportation end of it, everything we get, we pay for.
Right.
You go to the store, you wonder why things are so expensive in the store. Well, fuels went up. So since fuels went up, somebody's had to put a surcharge on there to be able to make up for what money they're losing on the fuel end of it.
Sure.
And now the problem is the surcharge has come back down, but the prices keep going up. And now it's over taxes.
Yeah, and that makes it so tough for everyone. You're right, and you got a family to feed, and then you go to the grocery store and you have sticker shock, even if you're cutting coupons. You're right.
Well, I mean, like, we're small, Kate. I can't go out and buy these guys insurance. I just can't do it. If I do it, I'm not going to make any profit. And, you know, and I talked to a couple of guys one-on-one, which, you know, when we make a decision, we'll lay it all out. But it's like I told all them, you know, friends are not friends, man. I'm not going to stay in the business of giving guys everything and me coming out on the bottom. I got in business to make money 18 years ago, and I plan on either making money or else I'll just sell off equipment and shut the doors. Don't bother me none.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a bad
and you're
way
not
to look at it, but
right.
It comes down to the bottom line.
Sure, because you've got a family, you've got, how old your daughter now? Not even a year, right, or just a year?
Yeah, she turned a year old, August 25th, man. Golly, make me feel old.
but here's the thing.
All the way down to one.
Yeah, and that's the reality. You have a family. You have to. Why are you in business, like you said, killing yourself if you're not even going to make any profit?
Right. You know, and I could do it with, you know, I mean, I could do it if I have to do it myself because I don't have to pay the insurance
for
anybody else. But
right.
With the Obama health care, man, he's killing the small businessman. And I don't know what his angle is, but God, I hope and pray for 2012, man. I just, oh, Lord, I hope nobody's dumb enough to vote for him again. I don't think he's going to make it. I think he's a one-term president. I've said it before. Jimmy Carter's sitting in Georgia eating peanuts, and he's got peanut shells all over, giggling his butt off, man. He is no longer the dumbest president in U.S. history.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to agree with you because he's been so ineffective. I would say the same thing. I say one and done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's probably, if you really sit back and think about it, he's probably been the most ineffective. And the sad part is we're 2 years into his term almost, and it's still Bush.
The previous
administration. And people are finally getting tired of hearing Bush. And, well, wait a minute, man. You're putting us deeper in the hole than what we are. I haven't seen the stimulus work yet. Has it worked?
No, it's a handful of jobs, shovel jobs, that's it, and I don't think so either. And most of it was backloaded so that it's not coming out until the following year and the year after that. I mean, he was smart in a way because they're trickling the jobs out so that it might look like, well, look at all these jobs we created, but they're temporary jobs, they're Band-Aids, if even that.
Well, yeah. The guy that works for him, we were talking about the $14 a week, you know, extra you see in your paycheck.
Right.
He's like, well, he's giving us, man, this is good, this is an extra $14 a week. And I said, dude, what? I said, man, I said, that is like $600 a year. And it's not your money you're losing on the other end at the end of the year to claim your taxes.
Yeah.
I think the CPA said on that $600 it was going to end up costing like $2,000 at the end of the year or something like that. If you get the $14 extra a week, at the end of the year, they take that money back from you.
Of course.
You understand what I'm saying?
No.
But it's his sugarcoating ways of making things look good. And people think they're making more money and everything else, and they're not.
No, they're losing money.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, don't get me wrong, during the end of the Bush years, actually after Hurricane Katrina, the business slowed down a lot. And,
right.
And I'm no different than anybody else that does anything for FEMA. Let me tell you something, when the hurricanes in Florida hit in 04, and even when Andrew hit in 92, but especially in 04, and Katrina hit 05, and Wilma hit 05, man, we cleaned up. That was big money making days, man. Hauling that ice, the government was paying money left and right, hand over fist. After Katrina, things kind of took a nosedive.
Yeah.
And they never really picked up much. Fuel went sky high and freight rates went cheap. And, you know, it's kind of a, I don't know, it's catch 22, I guess, but I'm telling you as a small businessman, they are putting the noose around our necks and tightening it slowly but surely.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I don't understand why people don't really see that, because we talk about the definition of a small business, 500 people or less, and this is the backbone of the country, and you're seeing it. You're seeing why the job growth is stifled.
Well, we've got a total of 14 employees, and that's it. And it's small. But
yeah.
When you take them 14 employees and you put them out and you figure the families that they support, that makes a big difference. And, you know, you're talking some numbers right there. And
yeah.
The state maximum on unemployment is only $415 a week. You're talking about guys making $60,000 to $65,000 a year going to be out of jobs.
Right, and have to survive on way less.
You know, and it's bad to say on my end, saying, well, I'm not going to lose money to keep somebody in a job. But you can't expect an employer to take a loss just to keep somebody a job.
Yeah, I so agree. I feel you definitely, Stu. Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Thanks for sharing with us. And he gives you the perfect example of how tough it is. Stay with us. Talking more about Obamacare next on The Flip Side.
The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4255. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network. Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call
866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
All right, a telling tale by Stu in Kentucky, and he's not the only one. A lot of you have shared similar stories with me where you have small businesses similar to what he has a lot in the trucking business, and maybe you have 15, 16 employees or a little bit more than that, and you're worried or thinking pretty much that you're going to have to just let people go because it's the numbers just don't work. And when they don't work, you got to make a change. That's what you have to do. You have to deal with whatever you're handed. So you fight against it, but once it's in play, once the taxes are in play, you got to roll with it, and that means you got to make some serious changes. And I think small businesses are starting to feel the ground underneath them shift. The ground is shaky, let's say. So the president launched a new attempt, he's saying, to convince Americans that, look, there are some advantages of this health care overhaul. Maybe it just wasn't laid out correctly. He didn't, quote, use those words, but he said just 6 weeks before an election, the plan has become more of a liability when you hear the stories that you're hearing than a benefit, really, for the Democrats. And that's why, you know, I always say that politicians pay attention to polls, and the polls are showing that. So the president's saying, listen, we've got to re-rack this and explain. So he's traveling to Virginia to talk about the provisions of the new law that kick in Thursday, 6 months after it became a law. And this is what people are bracing themselves for, like Stu was saying. What does it mean? What is that going to mean to my business? What's going to happen? And, of course, Republicans are saying what's going to happen is the regulations are going to be expensive and they're going to cost you in the private businesses when we're grappling with high unemployment and record deficits. To all of that, here's what the president answered back.
Children who have pre-existing conditions are going to be covered. We're going to make sure that if young people don't have health insurance through their employer, that they can stay on their parents' health insurance up to the age of 26. You're going to be able to choose your doctor and not have to go through some network in an emergency situation as a consequence of these rules. So it gives customers more choice and more options. The issue of lifetime limits, that is not going to be the rule anymore after tomorrow. If you've got a policy, you get sick, the insurance company covers you. Preventive care will now be offered under your policy, which over the long term can actually save people money because you get diagnosed quicker.
Wow, interesting. And the provision he's talking about kicks in that lets, as he said, keep kids on health plans until their 26th birthday, provided the parents, of course, can afford that. And the numbers show that maybe it's 2 million plus adults that would get that coverage that wouldn't, you know, could stay on the plan, barring something else. And then the pre-existing conditions with the children, of course, the pre-existing conditions, nobody's going to argue with that. Certainly that's good, and especially when it comes to kids and diseases and anything else that they may have, and that would help any parent if they're switching jobs or, you know, whatever. But the other things that will kick in are, as part of the health care, of course, is what would affect so many of the businesses. And the fact that, number one, there are plenty that just don't flat out offer health insurance because they couldn't possibly afford the coverage. So there's no question, and this is why this is being done, that poll after poll after poll after poll is showing that people are confused about, number one, what it is. What does it mean? What does it mean for them? There's a phrase that anyone in business knows. What's in it for me? What's in it for me? Okay, I understand the broad brush strokes, but what do you mean when you say this? What are you trying to tell me? What's the benefits? How is this going to help me? And that's not what we're hearing. So explain to me how this is a successful policy. And it's going to be interesting to see how that does play out in Virginia and a couple of the other stops, because another stop is going to be, one of the stops was Virginia already, and another stop is going to be somewhere in Ohio. It's kind of the traveling show. All right, okay, let me explain to you what's happened here. This is what's happening on Thursday. This is what's kicking in, and this is what it means to you. You know what's interesting is Joe Biden, all the talk over who's going to step in to a Biden seat, and maybe he's going to come out and do this, but he hasn't come out and endorsed Coons at this point. There's going to be a debate between Christine O'Donnell and Coons in that Senate race in Delaware, and it's going to be nationally televised, actually, on CNN. How about that? All these other people that are running for seats, they're not getting national coverage on the actual debates if they're having them, but this one's getting one. So he hasn't come out too much to talk about the spots, talk about what's going on in Delaware. And like I said, I imagine he will, but he's been kind of silent lately. And somebody told me earlier, and there was a big report about this, that apparently Democrats and Republicans are running away from his latest faux pas, and that was, he was talking about the Tea Party, saying the Republican Tea Party, I can't imagine any elected official making fun of people becoming highly involved in the electoral process. And Several people were asked to comment on Biden's remarks, and they just said, you know what, I don't, how can I get involved in this? And what happened was Biden made this statement when he was in Ohio at a fundraiser where he tied the Republicans and the Tea Party together, saying that the Democrats face conservative activists, and he said, don't compare me to the Almighty, compare me to the alternative. The Republican Tea Party is the alternative. So, you know, pretty much Ben Nelson, for example, threw out this and said, I think there's some fine people who are concerned about the size of government and concerned about tax structure, concerned about the future, and what we ought to do is have a dialogue. So I think Biden's going to be put away for a little bit. They're going to pull him away and say, yeah, you got to rethink what you're saying there. And that was played over and over and over and over again. We know this for sure, and Nelson's right about that, obviously. We just talked about it. Concern about the tax structure. That has people on edge. That's why nothing is happening in some businesses, because for fear of what does it ultimately mean to them? What does it mean and what it's going to cost them benefits-wise, you know, how much, and how can you afford it with when the taxes go up? You start to think of the salaries, and the answer is that you do more with less. I'm hearing that more than anything and talking to people where what kind of jobs are they doing, and the answer is they're doing 20 jobs, not just one. Their job has been rolled into 20 different jobs. And this is why, while Biden was busy with his gaffe in Ohio, the Republicans swooped in and tried to take advantage of the situation as the time is ticking on the elections, because you got all those House seats up, of course, and 37 Senate seats. So while everybody has their eyes on November 2nd, they're vowing to cut taxes. Like, that's magic words to people listening to America Tonight right now. And federal spending, and repeal the health care law, and ban federal funding of abortion. They threw that in, too. That's part of what they're calling their pledge to America. And it's been circulated to all the lawmakers, and it happened on Wednesday, emphasizing more jobs, spending control, and changing what Congress does, how they conduct a business, pretty much. The plan goes public on Thursday. It'll happen at a hardware store in Virginia. And that kind of keeps up with the grassroots, I think, that is catching fire across the nation. And it calls for every bill to specifically cite its constitutional authority and then a vote on any government regulation that costs more than $100 million annually, and to freeze hiring federal workers except security personnel. They also have, and I like this one for sure, this is something that Rand Paul was talking about when he came on the show, read the bill provision, which would mandate that the legislation be publicly available for 3 days before a vote to have some more time to flush everything out so that it can be, at least the hope is it can be discussed more and that there's no hidden agenda there. So this pledge to America has been circulated, and I think there's going to be a little bit of steam that'll come out of this, out of Virginia. We'll see where it goes. The key word is the cut taxes, I think, more than anything that I said there. Stay with us, more to come down the lane as we keep kicking that can.
End of summer blowout sale at herbalhealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
Herbalhealer.com.
Super. Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification, are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15. Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier? Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250-capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com, but not much time. The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag. The patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center's seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
This has to be a blow to that nut, Ahmadinejad. Check it out, Fidel Castro. Also makes a list. The longtime president, we thought he was gone. I thought it was like one of those, that movie. Remember that movie, Dave, where the president, it was, who was in it? Kevin Kline. And he plays the president who disappears. Where it looked like he was having a heart attack, but really he was in the morgue somewhere in the White House, so you get what I'm saying. And for a while, it looked like Fidel Castro was gone, but then suddenly he started to reappear. It took a long time, but he was back in the public eye, so now he's chatty again. He told a reporter that Israel definitely has the right to exist. Ooh, that makes Ahmadinejad quiver, I'm sure. Without a doubt is what he said. He told a visiting journalist that from Atlantic Magazine. In the same interview, he criticized Iran's president for denying the Holocaust and said that Tehran should acknowledge Israel's fears for its own survival. So it was back in 2006 that he handed over the reins of power to his brother Raul and said that Iran should understand the consequences, easier for me to say, of theological anti-Semitism. It's interesting because Ahmadinejad, previous to this, although now I'm sure he won't be, was kind of a Castro supporter. There was a little cheerleading squad that included, and probably still does with Castro, included Hugo the Butcher Chavez and Castro, and then I would say Ahmadinejad was kind of part of that party too, but definitely not now with those strong statements from Castro. So now you're wondering if Raul gets shoved a little bit in the back. Oh, you know what? I'm feeling better now. We don't have to pretend anymore. So it worked. That transfusion worked. So I want to get out there. I want to be in front of everything, bro. You gotta let me take some of this power back. It seems that way because now, like I mentioned, all of a sudden he's the guy who's talking. This is a sad story, and I haven't actually even brought it up on the air, but I was reading more about it today, and you think of the power of people who have the pulpit and the power to change and people and help people and, you know, in crisis times and to rally the congregation, for lack of a better way to say that, and get things done, to move many mountains and communities, sometimes even bigger than that. So in Atlanta, you have this mega church pastor, Eddie Long, and he's the pastor of the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church for teen boys, right? Well, unfortunately, and this guy definitely wielded a lot of power. He's a married guy with four kids. Apparently, he used cars and cash and jewels to lure three young guys into a sexual relationship. See, it's not just the Catholic priest. So anyway, the young guys were 17 or 18 at the time, and he's naturally lawyered up, and a lawyer for Bishop Long is saying that you know, these allegations are false and that the church will be behind them. But really, there's 25,000 people in this church. Most of them are saying they're supporting him, but they don't want to really talk about it. So right there, that does not bode well, I think, for this bishop. The people are stunned because they're starting to hear these stories. Well, then what does it mean when you're saying that there's cash and there's jewelry and all these things? So, you know, once the evidence is trotted out, let's see. And he's been a member, or he's been involved in the church, because actually he started it 15 years or so, something like that. And this has got to be a huge blow. Of course, it's going to be his word versus his word, meaning the three clients' testimony. Because what kind of physical evidence would they have? Apparently, the bishop sent emails and phone calls to the clients, but they didn't really show much that they could nail them with. But we'll see what happens. This was a big shocker in Hotlanta. I think the people there, like I said, this guy had the gift of gab and the power of the pulpit, and it surprised a lot of people when his name emerged in the middle of really this sex scandal, to be sure. I haven't mentioned this either. I know there are people, like Stu was just talking about his daughter being over a year old, and this was a huge, huge story, and this is another thing that makes you cringe, but Abbott Laboratories is saying that they're recalling millions of containers of Similac, which is, anybody who knows anything about babies, that is the infant formula. I mean, that's it. That's what you're looking for when you go to the store. And it's probably going to hit about 5 million different powder formulas that are sold in not just the U.S., but outside of the borders, too. And they're saying it might have, the stuff might have a small beetle or even a larvae that would cause stomach aches and digestion problems. See, here we go. Can you imagine? It's one thing with the adults, and we were talking about the egg-tainted problems with the salmonella, but your kid, your baby, because the baby, you're feeding that baby, so you get the formula, and then you read this. Ooh, 5 million recalled. Ooh, and the insects. Ooh. And what they say is Abbott found the insects last week in one of their manufacturing plants, so they don't know. They're investigating it, and they're cooperating with the FDA. Of course they are. And they're saying there's no immediate health risk, but there's no way they're trying to figure out what was contaminated and all that other sort of stuff. And they've actually got, you can look at the lot numbers, I guess, on the containers to see if they're even part of that recall. And I hope people get that word and they do that, because you'd hate to see any kids get sick from this. I mean, it's the best-selling infant formula. There's no question about it. If you don't even have kids, know anything about kids, I bet you've heard or seen when you've gone up and down the grocery store aisles, Similac, because it's just that brand that has sold so much. But with the recall, this is what happens with these companies. You know how much money this company loses with that recall? $100 million. Whew. And so, of course, with that kind of news, that's bad news. That means in the gamble that is Wall Street, the shares of Abbott fell 16 cents, and it might continue to be falling a little bit more than that. So Similac bringing them down. Ooh, yeah, that's tough. All right, and we want to tell you about this one since we're down on the business end of things here on America Tonight as we're winding down the hour. How about Blockbuster? I know I've mentioned it before, but they're expected to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy probably in the next few days. And what happened to Blockbuster is classic. Everybody went to Blockbuster, went to the stores, but then the technology changed and they weren't ahead of the curve, but Netflix was. So now they make it so easy. You get it sent right to your house. You just send it right back. You don't have to put a stamp on it, nothing. You just have to put it in your mailbox. And cheap to get it, too, where you could get an endless stream of movies, or Redbox. And I think that's partly what killed Blockbuster, which is a huge Dallas-based company. They're saying they're going to close about 10% of their stores. Ooh, carrying $900 million of debt. That's a whole lot of debt, isn't it? Remember, you can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.